Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Revelation 22, the verses 1 to 5. Revelation 22, 1 to 5. Then the angel showed me a river with the water of life, clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. It flowed down the center of the main street. On each side of the river grew a tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, with a fresh crop each month. The leaves were used for medicine to heal the nations. No longer will there be a curse upon anything, for the throne of God and of the Lamb will be there, and his servants will worship him. And they will see his face, and his name will be written on their foreheads. And there will be no night there, no need for lamps or sun, for the Lord God will shine on them, and they will reign forever and ever. My theme for reflection is when the city comes alive. When the city comes alive. There is something mesmerizing about walking into a city square just before sunrise. Everything is quiet. The light still tender, and there is a sense of anticipation, like the streets are holding their breath for the day to begin. Now imagine a city that never sleeps because darkness has been banished forever. Imagine a place where the light does not come from the sun or moon, but from the presence of God himself. This is not a dream or myth. It is the final promise of Scripture. The city of God, alive with eternal light and unending life. Revelation 22, 1-4 takes us to the very end of the Bible and into the heart of our hope. We are shown not just a future destination, but a divine reality already beginning to pulse beneath the surface of our everyday lives. Here John describes a place unlike any on earth. A river flowing from the throne of God, trees blooming with life-giving fruit, no trace of curse or sorrow, and a people who see God's face forever. The narrative answers a question humanity has asked since Eden. Can we ever get back to the place where everything is right, whole and holy? And the answer is yes, through Jesus Christ. The core of the problem lies in the human longing for restoration. Ever since the garden was lost, we have lived with a kind of ache, what Augustine called a restless heart. But in Revelation 22, we see that this restlessness is not endless. The throne of God and the Lamb is no longer distant. The river of life flows freely. The tree of life, once guarded and unreachable, now invites us to feast, to be healed, to be whole. This is Eden restored and surpassed. Christ, the slain and risen Lamb, is at the center of this renewal. It is his life that gives this river its clarity. It is his spirit that energizes the leaves for the healing of the nations. The power of the cross has not only forgiven sin, it has opened the gates of a city where death is no more and love is undiluted. As N.T. Wright has said, heaven is not a place to escape to, but the fullness of God's future breaking into the present. That is the invitation of Revelation 22, not merely to hope for heaven later, but to begin living its reality now. In a world obsessed with self-preservation, this passage calls us to surrender to something greater. To live now with the river of life already flowing through our hearts. To let our lives bear fruit that blesses others, just as the tree of life bears fruit each month in all seasons. To serve not out of fear or obligation, but as worship, because in Christ even our work becomes joy. And perhaps most tenderly, we are told that we will see God's face. No more wandering, no more longing. The one who has loved us since before time began will look upon us with eternal joy, and we will reflect his name, marked as his forever. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways are you being called to live now as a citizen of the New Jerusalem? Number two, what river of life moments, big or small, has God already given you that reflect his promise of eternal wholeness? And now our practical exercise. Take 5 minutes today to sit quietly and imagine the river of life flowing through your own heart. As you breathe in, repeat the words, "Lord, you are my life." As you breathe out, say, "Help me to bring life to others." Let this become a daily rhythm of renewal. Eternal God, you are the source of all light and life. You have promised us a future that is more glorious than we can imagine, and yet you invite us to live its beauty even now. Let your river flow through our hearts today. Heal what is broken, restore what is weary, and awaken us to the joy of seeing your face in every act of love, every word of grace, every step of obedience. Make us a people marked by your presence, ready to serve you with joy forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.